You don't need more, you probably need less. This is something that we have conversations with regarding coaches, but it's really true with players as well. There are so many plays out there. There's so many different strategies and defenses and types of offenses, and you could run sets. You could run continuity. You could run more read and react. There's so many different things that you can run in the game of basketball from a coaching side of things. And if you love basketball, you're probably like me. You're consuming just all of this content, like every day. I'm just more information. And so much of it is just so good, right? There's so many good teachers of the game out there. So you want to add it, you want to add it, you want to add it. But the problem with that is that's not beneficial. It's just like junk food, right? Man, that tastes good. Man, that tastes good. Man, that tastes good. But if I just have all of this stuff, right, it's just killing me. And it's the same thing when we pound, you know, so much information down that really doesn't have a place. And so as a player, it's the same thing. You probably don't need to add more to your game. You probably need to subtract. And when we subtract, we can become really good at the things that matter. Like, do you want to be average going right, average going left, have a below average step back jump shot, have an average weak hand, be average with your decision-making on the ball screen, be below average with your cutting without the basketball. You know, you got 10 dribble moves, but they're all pretty average. Some are a little better than others. Or would you say, you know what? I'm going to become a lights out catch and shoot person. Like, if I'm open, this thing is down. And if I'm pretty open, that's a really high percentage shot for our team. In fact, I'm going to be so good at my catch and shoot that even when it's a pretty good contest, I still feel good about lighting it up. And so does my team. I got the green light. Well, how do I become so good at that one thing? It's by subtracting all the others. Like, we'll work with players who will become, I would say, average to, let's say, there's a lot of players that I'll work with who, I don't even want to say a lot. I see it a lot, I should say. Say they're above average, doing shooting drills, things like that. It's like, man, I got this down. Time to work on something more advanced. And you become average at that, and average at the next thing, average at the next thing. And then you get to a game, and you're not great at anything. You just average at like 10 different things. You want to be elite. Like, you want to be absolutely knocked down in a certain area of your game. Could be shooting, could be something else. And the only way to do that is to subtract. So, like, don't shoot step back jump shots unless you're a 90%, 85, 90% off of something that you're like, you know, this is what I do. This is my main bread and butter. And then off that, I'll work on a step back. But if you're making like 7 out of 10 catch and shoot threes, and you're like, all right, I'm ready for my step back. You're not ready for your step back because you're not good at shooting catch and shoot threes yet, right? You got to be better at that. Start making 80% of those. Start making 85% of those, right? And then you start to sprinkle in some of the other things. But we become too eager to add, and less disciplined to become great at the things that we do the most. Like, I was watching one of the first college basketball games of the year was Gonzaga and Michigan State, two of the top programs in the United States. I watched that entire game. I don't know if I saw a step back jump shot. But if you were to go on Instagram and look at all these basketball trainers out there, they're teaching like all these hezzy step back stuff like that, which is why I don't follow a lot of basketball training, because I think it's junk. Instead, I'll watch what the best teams do, what the best players do, and I will say, okay, well, we got to practice that. If you want to be like that, we got to practice that. So if I'm watching a Division I college basketball game and a whole game goes by and not one player took a step back jump shot, that tells me that the majority of high school players who are not Division I but players probably don't need to be practicing a step back jump shot a lot. They need to be really good at the shots that I saw. Spot up, some relocation, reading screens, and then shooting off the bounce. And obviously finishing and the decision making is huge. And those are the things we need to practice, which are the things we practice at our camps. But players will get bored before they become great. And that's a big mistake. And that's why most people aren't great at anything, is because they get so bored and they think that they're better than they are. And those are the two of the biggest killers that I see. Boredom. It's on you not to get bored. And the better you get at something, the more fun it gets when it matters, which is the games, right? And so it's like getting stronger. Like, you may not love to lift weights. Guess what? You're going to like the results, though. So keep lifting. So, oh, man, it's boring. Like, just lifting, it's hard, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, yeah, you're not going to get any of the results that you want to have, though, because you're weak. Same thing with skill development. Start looking at your game and take some things away. That's going to give you more time to work on the things that matter. I just listed about five things that really, really matter that you see at even high level games. And then practice those things more often. When we subtract, it gives us more time to be great at the things that matter. Catch and shoot, relocate, your pull-ups. How are your ball handling abilities when you're being pressured? Are you comfortable being pressured and going right and left? A lot of players, when they get pressured, they can only go one way, right? So you got to think about those type of things, push everything else to the side, lock in. And if you can do that, you've already separated yourself from the majority of players. I mean, think about that. You want to separate yourself from other people. That's how you become really good or even great. You're different. So be different. And don't get bored by continuing to work on the things that matter. And don't think that you're advanced or you have something down when you're really just average or above average at it. Thanks for listening to the Hooper's Edge podcast. Have a great basketball season. Get after it today, man. Let's go.